Just first of all, congrats to Kansas, Coach Leipold, those guys have done a really nice job. I told him before the game, you know, really we've looked. I said, well, listen, we've looked at what you guys have done, you know, starting 3 years ago when they won one Big 12 game and worked to where they are right now. You know, and he mentioned some things that I think that we can certainly hang our hat on as well as we move forward. You know, one thing I told our team just then, you know, I apologize to our seniors that we didn't have this kind of year that they deserve. You know, and I feel for them from the bottom of my heart. And I said, listen, we're going to help you guys out any way we can, you know, in the future as far as jobs, or hopefully they can keep playing. And then I told the freshmen and the underclassmen that, you know, we're going to get to work this winter as soon as you guys get back. And I said, it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard on us coaches as well as you players. You know, but they want that, and they obviously they need it, but they want it as well. And so this winter is going to be extremely difficult. You know, the reason we lost a lot of games this year was, you know, I've talked about this, undisciplined play, you know, not doing the things we need to do to give yourself a chance. And again, happened tonight. And you know, those are the things we're going to clean up. I mean, that's, you know, it's unacceptable the way we played at times this year. It's and it cost us a lot of games. It cost us a lot of games. And, you know, and so those are the things that I'm looking forward to starting tomorrow in this off season. And, you know, we've got 22 guys committed to sign December 20th. You know, I think it's a really good class. And when I say good, they're talented, but they're great people, young men, that we're going to bring in this program. And then we're going to hit the portal hard. December the 4th, it opens up. We're going to have, you know, we're looking to get, you know, roughly 12 to 14 guys. I mean, if we get them in January, if we get them in the summer semester, but we have to get some guys can come in here and help us win. And so we're going to attack that hard. And so those three fronts really is kind of the thing that we're looking at as we move to the future.
The squib kick right before halftime, what goes in?
Mm-hmm. Well, just so they don't get any kind of a return. And obviously you didn't want to kick it like we did. You know, we ended up bouncing right to the guy in the middle and he gets, you know, close to midfield. So it wasn't well executed. The thought is to, you know, kick a squib, you know, at a little bit of an angle, so that it gets ball bounced around, you know, our guys go cover it. Now we're getting onto them. And the clock starts to run. It wasn't as, you know, what it was, I don't even know what the time was, less than a minute maybe. Or, yeah. So, and, you know, and then it was just poor defense, you know, the next three plays. And, you know, but yeah, way too much poorly executed squib.
Defensively, what has gone wrong in the past three or four weeks? Mm-hmm. It seemed like it felt like there was progress being made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, poor tackling, poor, you know, fitting, you know, with the defense, busted coverages, not tight coverage. I mean, we all saw it. And, you know, I don't know what that quarterback started out, 10 for 10, I know. It may have been, yeah. So, you know, we got to get a lot better in the secondary. And I think we've seen that all year. And we're going to. And so, you know, I feel, and then, you know, another DPI called again tonight. I mean, we've gotten one, I feel like, every game, at least one every game. You know, we just got to get a lot better. We got to coach better. We got to play better. So it's, there's a lot of things that didn't go well. And then, you know, shoot, I think it was 10 minutes to go in a game. It was a two-score game. You know, we score, and then next thing you know, it just gets out of hand. You know, the quarterback got loose twice, and he can really run. And but, you know, we didn't have – there's guys signed for the quarterback on the zone read keep, which is simple plays. And, you know, we're getting sucked down inside, and he gets outside. I mean, the kid can fly. And, you know, so he didn't fit right, and that's what happens.
Have you been through more momentum-changing things like that in your career?
Yeah,
in the first half, you scored 14.
I know. Yeah, that happened in another game, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Same deal, but it looks like you're about ready to see something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, probably have at some point, but I mean, I can't really remember it, you know, but it's very frustrating, obviously, because you get some momentum, you're right, and the next thing you know, because I was thinking about the fact before the first half, let's let this clock go down, you know, so we wasn't going to score, we're going to leave them as small amount as possible, which we did. You know, we end up scoring a blitz, man, nice throw to Ryan, touchdown in 26 seconds, and we're in pretty good shape, and to go score again. I mean, it's just very frustrating. I know it's frustrating to the fans. I mean, I'm the most frustrated there is. Like, I'm the one that is the coach of the team, and I know our fans are frustrated. I mean, I hear you out there, you know, but I'm so frustrated with it. So that's what we're going to work on. We're going to work on getting this stuff fixed and recruiting to get better players, and then the coaches we're going to do all we can as coaches to put the best players in there to make the best plays, but we're going to, you know, get our scheme right this off season and figure out the best way for us to hold people out of the end zone.
What's your message to recruits now? Because obviously you say, well, hey, we need
you. Yeah, no doubt. Well, and I – No, well, they know that the freshmen that we got coming in, they're great kids. We've been recruiting them for over a year, and you know, they understand what they're getting into. They know they're coming in here to help us. You know, with an opportunity to play, they get that, and we need their help. And you know, we need their great attitudes and their effort when they bring that in here as well. And you know, the great character they have. And I think that's important for our football team. And so, yeah, I mean, and then the transfer portal, they're going to be like, listen, we need to come help that team. You know, I want to come play and help. And so we got a lot to sell with this program. It's a great city. It's a great school. There's a lot of great people around this program. And I think you talk to the guys that transferred in here, they'll say the same thing. They've been to other colleges, and they're going to say the same thing. I mean, they get treated well. They like it, you know, so, you know, we're not that far off. I know sometimes we can look and see. We're not that far off. We're really not. And we, you know, we got to shore up some things. We got to do a better job with what we're trying to do with our guys, and then get a few more players in here. And, you know, I feel like these guys are certainly going to help us.
Neil, then Ryan.
It seems like every time you guys found out about it on the offensive side, can't respond within a short drive, 3-4 plays, minute and a half.
You know, they do a great job with all the shifts and motions. They're one of the top teams in the country that do that, and they utilize their tight ends and the motions. They utilize the wildcat. They're, you know, I think tonight you guys probably 3 or 4 times where the quarterback's not the primary, you know, receiver of the ball, but then they hand it to him, then he throws it. And they did it about 3 or 4 times. They do a really good job of manipulating. But what it does is it gets you out of position, you know, and then you try to overcompensate, and then, you know, there goes the running back or the quarterback. I mean, they've done it all year. I mean, they've done it to a lot of guys. They're very good at what they do. I also think their guys play extremely hard, and they know their scheme. They know their scheme on offense, on defense. You know, again, he's been there 3 years. He's done a really nice job with that, and that's the result.
You mentioned the transfer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Next week we're getting our guys in. We're gonna meet with our guys positionally, one-on-one. You know, get a plan with those guys and see, you know, really see where we're at. You know, who's gonna get in the portal, who's gonna stay, all those type things. We'll do that first of next week. You know, and then by the end of the week, I think we got, you know, there's high school championship games, probably go to Columbus or Akron or wherever they're playing that, to watch that, Friday night, maybe, Saturday. We're going to start recruiting this week. So basically the first half of the week, we're dealing with our team, and then we're recruiting the second half of the week and then all the way through until signing day. You know, December 4th is the portal when it opens up, and then we'll be able to bring some guys in on campus with that. We're going to try to be very aggressive in that, getting guys here early. So you guys, you'll probably hear about some of that stuff that's happening that week of the 4th. But next week it'll be really, I mean, and you know, quite honestly, some of these games that were over Saturday, I saw guys jumping into portal too. So that stuff's going to happen, even though the 4th is the actual official day. You know, people are going to put some stuff out now, you know, if they're leaving too. So that's going to start. We're going to start that period right now.
Russ and Chad.
We look at the entire roster as a whole and just the amount of reps that guys, younger guys, mm-hmm. that haven't played as much this year, but still got in there. Do you guys and the staff feel confident that you have enough body work for them to practice film and overall film and be at the summer?
Yeah.
What key guys versus
No, yeah. I mean, I think we see them every day at practice too, you know. So we have seen some guys, you know, at out there that play. You know, like, for example, Barry Jackson, he played again tonight. He's played in four games. I mean, we've seen some good stuff out of him. But also practice. You know, like I mentioned this a few weeks ago, the last month we've been doing scrimmages, you know, at the end of practice. So we're trying to evaluate every day about what these guys can and can't do. I feel like we got a good handle on that. You know, certainly guys that are young in the program, you also have to see kind of where they're going to be a year from now, you know, and so you got to project a little bit with some of those guys. Guys that have been in the program for 2 or 3 years, you kind of know where they are. You know, so yeah, I think we have seen enough.
You mentioned 2 years ago Kansas was the one. Mm-hmm. Last year, West Virginia and Iowa State, mm-hmm, both had, mm-hmm, seasons that they struggled. Does that give you like a path?
Yeah.
Arizona's
another team that this is their third year and they're doing really well. And I've been a part of it. I mean, I think it takes time. I've mentioned that. I mean, it takes time for guys to understand exactly, the players understand what we're trying to get out of them, and then vice versa. And I think the difference is this day and age now, you're dealing with this portal stuff. It's difficult now. It's difficult as far as your players that are on your roster, and then now you're having to go get some. So, you can't go get too many, you know. That's not good either, because we've seen some things out there in the country that's kind of backfired. But you have to get enough. You have to get the right mix and the right type player to come in here and add into your culture, because I think the culture piece is the thing that gets overlooked so much more maybe than just the talent piece. Yeah. I really like Ryan. That's what I told the seniors. You know, some of these guys, I've only been here a year, so you don't get a chance to really know them, you know. And Ryan's got the right stuff about him. And I hate he missed, four or five games this year. Really could have used his leadership, but his playmaking ability. I mean, this guy's, how versatile is this guy? I mean, he can run a one in, he can catch one in, and he threw one tonight. And he's also a punt returner. You know, he's a super talented guy. Unfortunate with his injuries throughout his career. I feel like he's had a ton of injuries, but he's going to be successful in what he does throughout his whatever career he decides to go into, because he's got the right stuff about him. And I really miss that I'm only going to get the 1 year with him. And there's a lot of those guys like that. But, man, he's been fun the last few weeks to be able to watch practice and to go out and make plays on games.
Aaron, final question. You and your staff transition to a new school this season. You are transitioning into a conference this season. Obviously, really tough season in general. What
have
you learned about yourself?
Ooh, that's a good question, man. I know I feel like, you know, everywhere you go, this season and the things we've done with our team, you know, we have guys come in and speak and just kind of pour into our staff and also pour into our team. And I feel like everybody talks about resiliency, you know, so, and then how you come out of it, you know, how it can be a good thing, when you go through something really, really tough and you learn from it and you continue to grow. And then when you get on the other side, you're going to be so much better for it. You know, it's extremely difficult, you know, to go through something like this. I've been through some tough times in my career, so I do know what it feels like to have success, and it makes it so much sweeter. I think the thing that I hate the most is that people, sometimes people, and I guess fans, they can't see what I can see. I mean, they don't see the future, they don't see the vision, they don't see what's going to happen. But I think in business or in life or in anything that you're in, and if you're going through something extremely tough, if you don't have hope, then what do you have? Like, you got nothing. And, you know, you might as well quit and shut it down. We're trying to teach our guys the exact opposite of that, because we're in a world full of despair, full of hate, full of negativity everywhere we look. And when you don't do good, on the field, and people think, you know, it's so bad, man, there's a lot of great things that's going on in this building right here, a lot. And so I can see what's about to happen. And I think, so for me, I continue to learn and grow and look forward to what's going to happen, I think. You know, so I think more than anything is just the fact that, man, you keep getting kicked down, but we're going to keep getting up. And that's what we're trying to teach our kids.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, appreciate it, guys.